Amen. Well, I won't be long this morning. I'm getting old, starting to look old and act old. Wore out. Sister Toy introduced me as my dad's dad today, and that was appreciated so much. Do I really? Oh well, that was funny. That's great. I love it. 2 Kings chapter 6. I'm just going to read to you one verse, then I'll relate to the story, because the story's lengthy, okay? But we'll begin reading chapter 6 and verse 30 of 2 Kings. And it came to pass, when the king heard the words of the woman, that he rent his clothes, and he passed by upon the wall, and the people looked, and behold, he had sackcloth within upon his flesh. When he passed by upon the wall, and he rent his clothes, and the people looked, and behold, he had sackcloth within upon his flesh. Okay, sackcloth, sign of grief, sadness, sorrow, mourning, all right? And sometimes used as in a way of repentance, being sorry for your sins and showing sorrow for their sins. But that sackcloth, not really anything pleasant to look at, not something comfortable to have upon your skin, not something that is enjoyable, not something that people take notice of really, unless, but you know, they're not going to say, "Ooh, wow, look at that! Wow, some Tommy Hilfiger sackcloth." They don't do that. It's not what it's all about. What we have here is, in the story, we have a horrible famine that is in the land. Horrible famine. And the people are suffering horribly. And you can take the time to read chapter 6, and you can read about some of the horrible sufferings that they have done. Some of the horrible things that have taken place. And the things that they were doing to try to survive is horrible. But it was a terrible famine that was in the land. And some looking on probably think, you know, they see the king up on the wall, and he's got his nice king robe on. You can imagine what a king robe would look like, right? I mean, it'd probably be pretty fancy stuff. Probably shiny. Probably soft and plush. Right? It'd look pretty nice. So people that would be below the king would look up on the wall and see the king walking in his kingly robe. And they would think, "Man, we're down here suffering. We're going through all of this. We're enduring this famine. And look at the king. He's walking by and he's got on his kingly robe. It's not affecting him. He's probably eating everything he wants all the time." Little did they know that the king was suffering as well. They didn't realize that the king was feeling the effects of it as well. You know, sometimes we feel like that we're the only ones that's going through stuff. Right? We're the, oh me, the pity party stuff, you know? Oh me, oh my. You know, we feel like we're the only one. Everybody else has got it great. Why? Because we look around, we see everybody's king robe. We see everybody walking around their kingly robe, and then it looks like they've got it made. They've got everything perfect. They're not suffering like I'm suffering. They're not going through what I'm going through. They're not dealing with what I am dealing with in my life. But really, we don't realize that many times, if you could see beyond the kingly robe, you would see that those people that you think have it made are dealing with things in their life today that you would never understand, that you could never relate to what they are going through. And I just felt like talking to somebody today that maybe you're here this morning, amen, and you come and you've got on your kingly robe today. And you didn't come in the door wiping tears. You didn't come into the door all bowed down. You didn't come into the door, you know, crying out your sad story to anybody. You've come today and you've squared your shoulders. You've dried your tears at home. Amen. You've painted that smile on your face. And you've walked into the church today and you've sitting in a pew right now. But even though you're here and it looks like that everything is good and everything's wonderful in your life, yet deep down inside of you, you are crying out for help. You are hurting. You are facing problems. You are facing sorrows. You are facing struggles in your life. Amen. And today, even though, amen, it may not appear that anything is wrong, amen, I want you to know God knows what's going on. Amen. God's not fooled by the kingly robe that you're wearing, but God knows what you're facing deep down inside of you. Amen. Can I tell you, appearances are not all that we think they are. Appearances, and we can be fooled by appearances. And maybe today you have fooled us all into thinking that everything is fine. We've looked on and maybe because we did not realize that we have passed you by. Maybe we did not give you the encouraging word that you needed this morning. Maybe we didn't spend enough time shaking your hand. Maybe we didn't spend enough time, amen, trying to pull out of you, amen, what the struggle is in your life today. Amen. Maybe we've hurried on to somebody that maybe was more obvious in their need today. And I'm sorry, all right? I'm sorry. Amen. But sometimes, amen, because of the kingly robe that we wear, amen, people around us do not know. They do not realize. It's not that they do not care. It's not that they do not love you. It's not that they could care less, but it's because they just don't realize, amen, how bad you are hurting because you have covered it over so well, amen, with your nice plush kingly robe, amen, and everything looks good for you today, amen, but they just did not know. And there's been times, amen, that I have walked by people, because many times these are the ones. They're not high maintenance people. You know what I'm talking about. They are not calling every day with the problem in their life. They're not calling on a regular basis with some need in their life. Sometimes it's because they're very private. Sometimes it's because they are just not very obvious with what they're going through. And I have walked by and neglected to take the time to find out what the problem is. It's not because I didn't care. It's not because I'm not concerned. It's not because I don't love you today. It's just because in the kingly robe that you were wearing, I did not realize and I did not recognize, amen, that there was a need in your life. I didn't see it in your eyes. I couldn't see the tears. I couldn't see what was underneath the kingly robe that you had on this morning. Amen. And I'm sorry if I let you down, but I want you to know that you're loved and we are concerned and we do care about you. But more than that, can I tell you that the Holy Spirit is concerned, and he's the one that checked me last night and said, tell somebody, amen, that below the kingly robe that's suffering, amen, that yes, he knows about it and he does care for you. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. There's been those times that, man, the kingly robe was in place and everything looked perfect. But suddenly the Spirit of the Lord laid it on somebody's heart. Somebody that they saw beyond the kingly robe, and they said, you know, man, something's not right. Something's not right. Amen. Just the other day, man, we had been out and about, saw some people. Sister Ruth, later on, she says, wasn't themselves. Didn't say anything. They didn't say anything. No, but you could tell. Something just wasn't right there. Wasn't themselves. You ever been there? You've come by them, looked like everything was fine. Looked was everything was fine. The kingly robe, they was wearing it, and everything looked good. But it's just in a few moments of conversation or being around them for just a short time, you realize, hey man, not everything's perfect. Not everything's good. There's some kind of a struggle. There's some kind of a suffering that's going on here. Something is going on. No, they didn't open up the kingly robe to show you the sackcloth and the hurt and the suffering. But oh, amen, you just picked up on it. You could sense it. Amen, can I tell you today, the Lord knows what you're facing. Amen, sometimes God reveals it to people. Amen, and maybe you don't even realize it today, but somebody's been praying for you. You don't even realize it right now, but somebody's praying for you. Somebody has been calling out your name before the Lord. Amen. Maybe somehow they got a glimpse. Maybe somehow the Spirit of the Lord has led them and revealed it. Amen. That beyond the kingly robe that you have on today, amen, there's suffering. Somebody's hurting. And they're calling your name out before the Lord. Hallelujah. Isn't that awesome? That God would know enough about us. Amen. The king robe. Those looking on may not realize it. Those looking on may not realize it. But I want you to know God sees. God sees. God knows. Came in today, nobody said anything to you. Nobody offered an encouraging word. Nobody offered to say anything to you. Nobody tried to lift you up. Nobody tried to minister to the need of your life. It's because when you walked in, nobody could see what was going on. Nobody could realize what was going on. Amen. But the Lord already knows what's happening. The Lord has already seen beyond the king robe. Amen. He's already seen beyond and he knows what's going on deep down inside of your heart. He knows your hurt. He knows the pain. He knows your suffering. He is well acquainted with it. And he is here today and he wants you to know, I am aware of that. I'm aware of it. Amen. I've said it before, talked about this story before, but that man that had a withered hand, he went to church. I don't think that the man with the withered hand, I've known people that had a physical handicap with their hand, and they're usually not waving it around for everybody to see. They're not usually they're sensitive about that. Since at a youth camp one year, there was a boy that had a bad hand, obvious birth defect. He always walked around with it in his pocket. Hid it in his pocket. Nobody would ever realize it. Nobody would ever realize it. He was playing ping pong when he was using his other hand to play ping pong with this little boy. And, you know, little kids, they just say what they see. And while he's playing ping pong, he had that other hand out of his pocket. And that little boy, I heard him, I was standing close by, and he says, what's wrong with your hand? What's wrong with your hand? The older boy, playing ping pong with the handicapped boy, he tried to ignore it. He tried to go, you know, little kids, once they got it here, get it here, they said, they got to know. He started saying it louder. Hey, what's wrong with your hand? What's wrong with your hand? Going on and on and on. What's wrong with your hand? Finally, I felt so sorry for that other boy. He did not want to have to, but he had to explain to him. You know, people when they have a situation, some hurt like that, something that's happened in their life, they don't want to advertise it. They don't want to proclaim it from the mountaintop. He gave what explanation he could to try to appease the boy. Amen. But after that, I noticed he had that hand back in his pocket. I think that man with the withered hand, I'd say when he came to church, he probably was hiding it as well. He probably had it tucked away somewhere. He probably had it hid down in the robe somewhere so that everybody, just to avoid questions, just to avoid staring eyes, just to avoid the curiosity people that might embarrass him and call attention to it. I'm sure that he probably had it hid away. But he didn't, even though he was doing all he could to hide it from all those in that full church, he could not hide it from the Lord Jesus. Because the Lord Jesus spoke to him and said, stretch forth thine hand. The Lord pointed him out from among the masses. Amen. Though he had tried to hide it, though he had tried to disguise it, the Lord knew what the need was.
And though you're here today and you've got your king robe on, the Lord knows what the need is. And the Lord's going to point you out, and the Lord's calling to you. And the Lord wants you to know, I'm here for you. I want to move in your life. I want to work for you. I know you're not advertising. I know you're not telling everybody. I know you're a little bit embarrassed about it. But God wants to work in your life. And so therefore, he sees beyond the king robe, and he points you out. He's not here to humiliate you or embarrass you, but he wants to help you today. He wants to help you. Hallelujah. And he wants to help you. Man, you know, people don't realize the load you're under. People don't realize the load you're carrying. But God realizes what you're carrying. People don't realize how much you are hurting. People don't realize the pain you're in. Whether it's physical pain or emotional pain. People don't realize the pressure that you are under. How heavy the load is right now. People don't realize that, but God understands it all. God understands it, and he sees it, and he's calling out to you this morning. He's calling out, and he's pointing you out. And this king, he carried a load. Though all the kingdom may not have known it, he was carrying a load. He was feeling the grief. He was feeling the sorrow. When he pulled back his kingly robe and laid it aside, all the people saw the sackcloth. Everybody saw that, you know what? The king is sorrowing. The king is suffering. The king is feeling what we're feeling. Man, I believe that God has a way of moving in our life. And I believe that God wants to move in your life today. Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're not here today to embarrass anybody or point out needs, but God does want to work in people's lives. Amen. Though you maybe nobody here realizes, I believe the Lord wants to help you. Yes, he does. Would you stand with me? Hallelujah. And people may have looked on Jesus and said, he don't look like he's all that special. Don't look to me like he cares about our sin. Don't look to me like he cares about my soul. Sure don't look to me like when I'm looking at Jesus, I don't see how he cares so much about me. And suddenly he reaches out his hand. You see those nail scars, and immediately you see the suffering, the pain. I don't know about you, but I don't have to. If I just see a scar, sometimes I can relate to the pain that caused in somebody's life. I don't have to see the bloody wound. Man, I can see a scar and I can say, oh, that had to be a painful injury. That had to be so painful. When they look at the scars in Jesus' hand, man, I'm sure they could sense the pain that he felt as he died on a cross for our sins. Jesus knows what it is. He knows what you need today. Amen. I want our heads bowed. I want anybody to look around today. We talk about these. Some of these are very private people about their needs in their life. They're very private about the situation that they're going through. But God knows all about it. God wants to help.
I said he knows. He cares. Where you are, he's right there. He sees. Your heart, all the hidden broken parts, let him take you in his arms. He will heal your wounds and scars. Yes, He knows just where you are.
He knows all about it. You've done a good job disguising it. You've done a good job covering it up. The Spirit of God wants you to realize He cares about you. I wonder if for just a moment you would pull back your king robe and slip your hand up. Say, Brother David, and I haven't told anybody. I'm not proud of it, but I need God to help me. I need God to help me. Hallelujah. God bless you. Yes, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Is there anybody else? Just pull back that king robe for just a moment. I'm there. God bless you. See, I've been trying to be strong for everybody else, but today I need to pull back the robe, and I need to show God I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. I appreciate, I admire you for being strong for your family or for your children or for your spouse, but sometimes we need to pull back the robe and say, oh, I need God to help me. I need God to work in my life. I need God to give me strength. I need God to minister to me. I need God to work for my life right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is there another that lift your hand? Brother David, just pray.
He cares where you are. He's right there. He sees your heart. All the hidden broken parts, let Him take you in His arms. Hallelujah. He will heal your wounds and scars. Yes, He knows just where you are.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to open the altars.
Yes, He does.
Amen. I want us to come right now. Amen. Those who lifted your hand, I want you to come. Amen. I know you say, but Brother David, it's God. I'm going to reveal myself here. Amen. Right now, God's calling out to you. Just come right now. Nobody's going to embarrass you, but I believe you need to come before the Lord. And you need to open up your heart before Him. And you need to let God minister to you right now. You need to let God minister to the needs of your life. Oh, God, I thank you, Jesus. Come on, step on down here with us today. Step on down here with us today, because I know the Lord. Amen. He sees your strength. He admires your strength. Amen. You've been strong for everybody else. Amen. You've been wearing that kingly robe. You've been strong. Remember, today God wants to work in your life. Today God wants to help you. Today God wants to minister to the need that you have in your life. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
He will heal your wounds and scars.
you feel, seems time will never heal. You've been wounded by someone you counted as a friend, and the hurt seems more than time will ever mend.
Oh, it may be a lonely place. Step prayer away. Let me say,
I said he knows,
he cares. Where you are, he's right there. He sees your heart. Oh, the you can never bear. Oh, let him take you in his arms. Let him heal your wounds and scars. Jesus knows just where you are.
You'd call us out today, God, and work in our life, and I'll give you the glory. I give you praise in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Tonight, 6:30 is church time. Amen. Come and be in the service tonight. Lord bless you. God bless you.